with the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
All the way from Israel, Andrea Simontov on the line. How are you doing today, Andrea?
I'm good. How are you, Chad?
All good this side. A little bit chilly. I'm worried about the spike in COVID. But other than that, great to hear from you. Tell us what we're talking about today.
Sure. I think I'm talking about finding our teachers, discovering our teachers. You know, it's funny. You're talking. It's not funny. Ha ha. Yuck, yuck. I mean, talking about the spike in COVID, and South Africa seems to, at least those of us on the outside looking in, you just appear to be mired. And yet, with each passing day, there are so many opportunities to at least reflect inward. I mean, I'm imagining, Chad, correct me if I'm wrong. No, don't correct me if I'm wrong. But, correct me that you really can't necessarily sway the government to allot the funds to where you would like them allotted, to make sure that at the end of the day, the leftover vaccines are available. But I'm thinking about, I know this is like kind of kooky, this week it just dawned on me that I learned so much from my children, my clients, writers, neighbors, people who don't even know that they're teaching. We all have this ability to find the demeanors in others and embrace it and accept it and indeed absorb it, make it ours. And I just found this to be a very fascinating discovery, especially when I don't have the ability to change our new government, to change attitudes. And what do you think about that?
Andrea, you make such a valid point. For me, the business I'm in, apart from having a part-time radio gig, is investigations. I try to help people get closure in life-changing cases that mostly impacts on them from a financial perspective. And what I've seen in so many cases is people develop an obsession and they don't realize that they can actually learn from this terrible experience and take something away from it and carry on with their lives. And what you pointed out today is so very important. We have to teach every opportunity, whether it's good or bad, as a learning opportunity.
Chad, you know, you can't be more right. And you know, it's funny because sometimes somebody will listen. There are so many of us who waste our days trying to manipulate outcomes that either can't be manipulated, can't be milked out of a situation, or shouldn't be. You know, there's a lot of talk today. Everybody's talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, stress syndrome. And there's a lot of us coming out of the COVID, and you guys are still, you know, up to the neck in it, but a lot of us coming out are coming out altered. And we live in a society, we want to numb it away, pill it away, relationship it away, instead of walking through it and coming out different. I want to share with you before we, you know, have to get off the air today. I had a client who was telling me that after 40 plus years of marriage, and the women who are listening in, they know what I'm talking about. You know, you want him to say how much he loves you. You want him to fall over that meal again. It's the same focaccia meal he's eaten 30 times in the last 3 months, but we want him to faint over the meal, to be kinder, to listen and all that. And this woman said to me that after 40 years of marriage, when she stopped thinking that everyone else's marriage was happier, everyone else's relationships were deeper, she started to notice that at a certain point during the meal, her husband would put down his knife and fork for a moment and go like this. And that was it. And she realized that it was the splitting of the Red Sea. It was a declaration of love. It was, in fact, an avowal of contentment. But she couldn't hear it while she was so busy saying to him, why don't you bring me flowers? Why don't you tell me you love me? Why are you not more, you know, communicative? She taught me to look around my own life and to make a list of what is enough, when enough is enough. And, you know, I have another client, Chad, who... she works with special needs children from morning till night. She had no break during COVID. And what does she do in her off time? I mean, I'd be soaking my feet and putting on face masks. No, for nothing, for no money. She conducts an a cappella choir. She cooks food for people's Sabbath meals. She's making her enough in every corner of her world. And I'm just thinking, It has nothing to do with COVID. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with, what do you call it, load sharing? It has nothing to do with our enriching our lives, reaching for stars, expecting miracles, and looking for teachers every day among the plain folks around us. And that was what I wanted to share today.
Andrea Simontov, thank you so much for that. And you're 100% right. We don't have to have it stare us in the face. Sometimes we can look for the indicators of that love and that appreciation.